Hey, welcome everybody, and thanks for clicking on and listening to this podcast. Lee here. I just wanted to give a short podcast on how we're doing as foster carers and what's happening, in my belief, to the whole system at the moment. I don't believe it's going too well during lockdown, and I think a lot of people are suffering. So have a listen, let's dive straight in, and by all means, drop me a message if needed. Take care, stay safe. So, as you may all be aware, we are foster carers in the United Kingdom. And I think we're into our eighth year now of being foster carers. And there's definitely been some memorable moments on a positive basis and negative. But this lockdown is really testing, to say the least. It's an incredibly trying time for everybody, and I find it difficult sometimes to express how we are feeling as a family during lockdown. Because for two reasons, really. One, you don't want to sound like a moaner, as this lockdown is, you know, the virus is actually taking people's lives. So you really don't want to sound like a moaner. And the second reason for me is I want to be able to just be a positive force for others. Because quite simply, foster carers are dropping like flies. And for me, I'm concerned of the implications of that. I mean, it was only in June 2020, around there, I think, that I seen a Barnardo's article basically stating that, you know, foster care, or rather children needing foster care, had risen by 44%, and that was during the coronavirus pandemic initially. But then on the flip side of that, foster carers, people applying to become foster carers, had plummeted by nearly half compared to the same period last year. So that was concerning. That was June 2020. So, you know, how things have gone from then onwards, they could have only have got worse as far as I'm concerned. So that is concerning. Well, as concerning as that is, it is a fact that foster carers are experiencing burnout. I mean, for us, it's been an incredibly strenuous time. This past year has been horrendous. But again, I'm not taking anything away from anybody else or their experience, but can only speak for ours. And the thing is, the role of foster carers, it is really, really different to other helping professionals, simply because it's home based, you know. So, you know, we have much less ability to set boundaries about when our role affects us. So unlike nurses or maybe social workers, for instance, who can draw a line under their work somewhat more easily, we don't have that privilege. We're at home, we're on the front line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there is no turning it off. And I suppose I'm lucky in a way because I've got my wife who is, you know, so supportive. We support each other. So we can sort of bounce off each other and help. But even so, there is no escaping it because you are in this bubble. You're in this bubble together. and you really cannot get away from it at all. Before, you know, the children would all be at school at some stage, and you'd be able to have that 5 minutes, maybe go for a coffee with your wife, have a chat, finish a sentence. That's all gone. And it is having a dramatic effect on well-being all round. So it's such a different time that we're all living in. And for us as foster carers, and for many of you out there as foster carers, you're experiencing some serious withdrawals and some problems that we do need highlighting, because you're not on your own, believe me. So what is burnout exactly? Well, you've only got to do some online investigation to find many different, you know, podcasts and blog posts about burnout. I mean, searching for the word burnout, I think that's gone up by, well, I don't know. It must have gone up by 30 or 40%, I would imagine. But ultimately, burnout is, you know, it's an onset of stress, isn't it? That's what it is. Excuse me. And to be honest, lockdown has created an environment for foster carers which we're really not used to, and I don't think anybody is used to it, you know. So the onset of stress, we were used to that before because we deal on a day-to-day basis with problematic behavior and things that can lead to stress. But there was always a break. There was always time out. There was always time to reflect. And that is one of the key situations that we're missing here as foster carers right now, for me anyway. I've got no time to reflect. I've got no time to look at a behavior or look at a situation and say, well, what could I have done different? And next time, what can I do that will make things better? There's no time for that. So the onset of stress is there all the time. And as a foster carer, you go through training that teaches you about the stress and anxiety and stress being, picture a mountain, if you like. And when you're at that point, you're at the top of the mountain of anxiety and stress. And instead of staying at the top, you start to come down the other side. You start to come down, you start to calm down, you start to be able to, again, look at behaviors, you'd be able to look at situations, you'd be able to take the dog for a walk if you like. But this situation is different. It's a constant mountain, it's a constant peak. There is no time for coming down the side of the mountain, especially when you've got a house full of children. So, you know, onset of stress can then lead to chronic stress, which is a real issue, which then leads to ultimately burnout. I don't think we're at that stage yet. I do know quite a lot of foster carers that are. And it's other foster carers like myself that are trying to support them as best we can. What's the solution? I don't know. But something's got to change, because I'm concerned about the whole situation. As time goes on, there is less and less and less foster carers. They're leaving in droves, and more and more and more children that need foster care, that need support. So something's going to give, surely. I'm not optimistic about the future. I'm hopeful, but I'm not optimistic, really. But as for me, I will keep plodding on. And I'm grateful to the support of other foster carers and friends. that realise things are difficult. But whatever you're doing, wherever you are, stay safe, stay healthy. Let's all hope for a better next few months. Take care of yourselves.